Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alex and Pina the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Live from your computer, it's time again for another episode of the Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Skylar Jett, Angela Mama Williams, and Diane Nicole. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino, and now here's your host who needs no introduction.
Cut off abruptly. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Josie Show. I'm so glad you all are joining us tonight. It's going to be a very exciting show and very interesting show, and I am just truly excited. So let me tell you who my guests will be tonight. We look forward to speaking with my guests, Skylar Jett, Angela Williams from the organization MAA.
Hey, Josie.
All right, introduce me, Peanut.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, everyone's favorite nut, Josie.
Thank you. I like that. That's fantastic. I loved it. It's already going to be a fun night, as you can probably tell already. So I'm very, very excited. So, and you know, before we get started here, I just want to talk a little bit about Country Blast Radio, which is my 24/7 licensed radio station. A lot of people have been curious about where they can tune into that. How to tune that in. Wait, what'd you say?
We have a very important question before you get started. It's really important.
Okay, what's your question?
You know how you told everybody you have a goldfish pond out in your backyard?
Yes.
Well, isn't it kind of frozen? Do you have, like, goldfish popsicles, like goldfish on a stick?
They are. Well, actually, it's pretty cool, you know, which I love to look at. They actually, you know, when it's winter, they actually go to the bottom and are hibernating. So it's kind of cool. I mean, to us, it looks like they're frozen ice, frozen fishicles. But no, they're actually really, just hibernating. And then when, you know, winter is over and the sun starts shining and everything is good, then they just pop back alive. It's kind of cool to check out. It's interesting. YouTube it. But yes, very good question. But here I want to talk a little bit about Country Blast Radio, which is on Live 365. So please, you know, tune in to that. And it's also at countryblastradio.com and facebook.com/countryblastradio. And we're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live 365 app. And even right here at josieshow.com, when we are not live with the Josie Show or the Josie Show Special Editions, we're constantly playing music, you know, the best mix of all that's country, from signed and independent artists, new classic country music. I mean, it doesn't even matter. We try to, you know, do a very great variety, great mix of country, because I know a lot of people, you know, like just different types. So we have to put it in for everybody. And the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music we put in there, and even some good old Texas dance hall music, which is kind of hard to find, so we're very pleased to have that here as well. So please make sure you tune in, work or on the go, and all you have to do is go to countryblastradio.com or Live365 app on your iPhones and Droids. Boom. Easy. It's that easy. So please check it out. And also please stay tuned to the end of the show. We're going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members and what they have going on. I know a lot of them have, you know, shows that are upcoming and a lot of music going on. And we'll bring my producer on there to, you know, tell all about that. But it's going to be great. All right. So we also have some announcements going on. So I'm very excited because my guests are here. We have with us tonight both former Josie Show guest, who is my dear friend Skylar Jett. You all know who Skylar is. He's done so many things. I could have probably a whole show just listing them, but is certainly known, you know, for an amazing humanitarian, entertainer, and musician, teaching us all that music can stand for global change. And we also have with us Miss Angela Williams with the organization MAMA, M-A-M-A, which stands obviously for Mothers Against Murderers Association, because we've been, you know, we've been promoting that a lot on our page. So you all probably already know what's going on. So I'm very excited to be talking to both of these wonderful people. So I want to welcome to the show both of them. Hello, Skylar Jett, Angela. Hello.
What's happening, Josie?
Hey, I am just very excited to be talking to both of you. I've just been relaxing, doing some work, you know, the usual. What's been going on with you?
Staying alive like the Bee Gees.
That's good. Oh my gosh, I am very excited to talk to you again, because it's been a while. You've been, you know, crazy busy doing all sorts of different things. So I'm very excited to catch up.
Well, it's great to be back on your show. Thank you for inviting us, Josie. It's a wonderful time. We're in 214, and we get to let the horses out. And right now it's all about positivity, so we get to start over. Let's start it on a positive note, and what we want to do is bring some moms together. But let me pass you on to Angela, because she has really, really cool information.
Yes, please. Hello.
Hi, Josie. I want to reiterate on what Skylar said. It's a pleasure to be on your show this evening, and I thank you so much for, you know, allow me to be on your show. Yes, we have a lot of things going on with Mothers Against Murders right now, because we have a lot of crime, and it's all over. It's just not in Florida where I'm located at. It's all over the country. So we're working on a lot of things to try to bring awareness to this. The moms are the front runners of what we are trying to do. We're trying to bring moms all over the country. Especially the ones that have lost loved ones to gun violence or any type of violence. We're trying to bring them together so we can try to bring peace as well. And we know when we bring a group of mothers together, they are powerful in numbers. So that's where we're at now.
Wow. Well, first of all, I have to say I'm honored to have you on the show. And the first time that I heard about this was on Skylar and Estenice Newman's show, Solutions. And I just knew I had to get you on to talk more about this and promote it, and because I think it's such a great, great association. And I know a lot of people are curious to how both of you guys came to, you know, meet and do this. So can you please tell us how that came to be? It's really cool.
Well, I reached out to Angela a few years ago. I wrote a song called Peace is the Answer. And it's dedicated to all the moms that lost a loved one due to guns. And I reached out to Angela and another sister named Diane Latiker, Kids Off the Block. And I wanted to connect this song to the moms, to nonviolence, right? And reaching out to Angela, when I found her, it was mind-blowing what she does. I've never met any human being that's been to 223 funerals, not in my life.
Wow.
And so she's right in the trenches. And so what I've done is connect my song to try to bring more awareness to her cause. And it's really wonderful what Angela does. She's a hero. And
yes.
And so is Diane Latiker. So there's a lot of heroes out there. There's a lot of people trying to save the young people. But I believe we can do it. But only way to do that is we need to bring all the moms together. They're the ones, this is happening through the families, right? And we need to bring, I mean, look at the Tea Party. All they did was go and get in front of every camera, every microphone, and they raised hell. Well, if you can have Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, well then, we need to bring all these moms together that have lost a loved one in the trenches, right? And bring them together. What would that look like? I'm going to say this, check it out. Imagine this, if we're standing in a desert and we're looking out way beyond the horizon there, and we ask every mom in the United States to come forth, what would that look like?
Wow, that would be amazing because, I mean, you know, you could get more word out from, you know, many, many mothers than just, you know, one. So, I mean, that would be, that we'd fill a land for sure. That'd be amazing. Oh,
okay, well, imagine bringing all those moms together because nobody knows how they feel.
Right.
Right.
Incredible. Well, I love MAMA. And Miss Angela, I just, you know, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how this started, MAMA? And for those who don't know what this, you know, stands for, of course, can you please give us the details on that as well?
Okay. Josie, back in 2003, January 1st, I got a devastating phone call about 6 o'clock in the morning. And all I heard on the other line was screaming. And
wow.
There's my sister, who's no longer with us now. She was screaming, telling me on the other end, my nephew is dead, which his name is Tori Donnell Manuel.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, I said, what you mean is he dead? He said, he'd been shot. And so immediately I went to the hospital, which is like 7 minutes away from where I live, and I got there and there was no one there. So I left there and went to where Tori lived, and he lived only like 3 minutes away from me at the time. And and that's when I seen the flashing lights. And and I still didn't grasp it right away because it was just so devastating. And with so many people standing out there, I can see it right now, with so many people standing out there, and they took me through the back window. And when Tori... The corners were there. He was putting a blanket over Tori. Tori was shot 7 times with an AK-47. And I seen Tori's leg fell from underneath the sheet. But still, I'm in denial that he is dead. And, you know,
right.
I did not really grasp it till the funeral car pulled in front of my yard to pick me up. And then I realized I was going to a funeral. And then that whole week was just a travesty for my whole entire family. And I went through so much with my sister. I asked God to lead me, just lead me in the right direction. So I just had a feeling I'm going to have to help others. And I wanted to start an organization, and I wanted to have something to do with the word mama, because I know these mothers are powerful. And so that's how I came up with the name Mothers Against Murders Association, Mama. And on that same street I asked God for help is where my office sits now. But unfortunately, my personal experience, I lost 13 to gun violence in my family. Over since I, you know, been in business with Mothers Against Murderers, so every year I feel like I'm burying one of my loved ones to gun violence. And I don't think anybody ever lost that many, you know, over the years. But I have,
right.
I have a lot of family. But I find myself going to different funerals because I feel like these mothers need that support. And people don't understand why I do it, because it helps me heal as well. It's a healer for me. And, as you know, if a mother knows another mother there, another organization there, like Mothers Against Murders, is there to support them, it helps with the pain and suffering. And that's what we do. We reach out to mothers all in Palm Beach County and the state of Florida. That's when I set it up. I set it up for the state of Florida. But I had no idea Josie was going to grow like this.
Right.
I had no idea. But I love what I'm doing, and we are on a mission, Skylar and myself, and to make this thing work. We're going to get it out there, and it's like I said, it's your blessing to us to be able to let us spread the word that what we are trying to do.
Wow. Well, you know what? I have to say, I'm honored to even be talking about this because I'm, you know, I thought this was just incredible from the first time I heard this, so I wanted to obviously get you on to spread the word. So I'm glad that I have that. You know, I'm able to have that ability to do so. And, you know, I also understand there is a 2014 MAMA March. Can you tell us, you know, the details about that? Because I know a lot of mothers that would probably want to get involved and want to know more information about it or any way that we could help. So tell us about that. That's so cool.
You want to tell them? You want me to tell
them? Oh, give them Mothers Against Murders. Have them come right to you about those moms.
We're trying to connect with moms all over the world, and this is a challenge for us because we're trying to find mothers. Because we can't find all the mothers ourselves, but by we've been on this on your radio tonight, you can help us do that with our contact information that we're going to leave with you. We're trying to network it so every mother could come together and we could take a stand on the NRA, because it's just too many guns out here and too many of our children are dying. So our main focus is to find those moms who have lost their loved ones to violence. And I don't know if you want me to give the contact information now, but
focus. Absolutely. Right. Give that out, and we're also going to post on all of our pages after the show as well. But you can definitely give that out.
Okay. My office number is 561-842-8230. And I'm going to put my cell phone on right there because I don't like to miss phone calls. I always want to be there because I'm out and about a lot. And my cell number is 561-324-3701. And we have a Facebook page that's called Mama March 2014. So we'd like people to go in there and join our Facebook page as well. And they also can find me on my website. They can Google my name, Angela LaToya Williams, that's easy. Or they can go on my website, www.mothers, against, it's one word, Mothers Against Murderers, MURDERASSN.org. And that's how they can reach us. And they can see my website, and actually they can see what we do. And they'll see all the mothers that have lost their loved ones on my website. And those mothers are holding a picture of their loved ones. So we want the mothers out there to contact us and send a picture of your child to 2100 45th Street, Unit B5, West Palm Beach. Much of the information, that's Florida, 33407. Much of the information as possible on your child, whether he was murdered, what state you were in. So we can start making connections that way. And leave a phone number so we can contact everyone that called us, right, try to reach out to us.
We should
have
these chapters all over America. Every city should have one of these where moms come together. How beautiful is that, right? And
right.
Just the support, you know. And I love what Angela does by keeping this foundation like that going, and she needs help. Keeping the doors open, it's going to open a lot of doors for these moms. Angela, can you explain what happens when they walk through the door?
Normally, like they'll go through what I went through. We'll get that phone call, and that's what we do. We don't call Mother's customers don't call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we'll get those calls. And the mothers, they are numb. They just don't know what to do. So we'll give them the resources they need to try to get their loved one buried. But in some cases, if the individual have a forcible felony, the state will not give them no money, no funds to bury them. So what we do, we'll use our name or any resource we have. Even we'll stand on the corner and try to help that mom raise money to bury their child. And that's what we do. It's one mother helps another mother. And another thing we do is we have a circle healing twice a month on a Thursday evening around 6:30. And those mothers are allowed to come in, and they'll share their stories. We have a lot of tears in that circle of healing. But I tell you, they come in there as a victim. They go through these three stages, victim, survivor, and to advocate. And they'd be devastated when they come in there. But when the mothers get to murderers, myself, we get through with them, they'll be at the advocacy stage. But it's a long process for them. But I have some mothers there that learn how to go out and speak to others, especially to our juveniles. They learn that as well, and they learn about healing, and that's what we teach them about healing and forgiveness. And see, when they learn to forgive, that individual who took their loved one does not have a hold on them anymore because they don't learn to forgive them and move forward.
Absolutely.
I think
it's just so wonderful, you know, the different things that you guys supply to these mothers. And, you know, I'm definitely going to be posting your Facebook link and all of your information after the show, you know, everywhere on all of our social networking sites to make sure that, you know, we connect with so many other mothers who want to be a part of this. And I also, Peace is the Answer. We actually have that song, and I would love to play that right now. Skylar Jett, this is, you know, the theme song for MMA, and I really want to play this right now, if you guys don't mind.
You're our guest. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Here we go. Let's play it right now. Peace is the Answer by Skylar Jett. Right now.
Everybody sing, y'all. My brother, start praying to the Most High to turn your life around. Everybody sing, y'all. And tell the leaders of the world, stop the violence, stop the violence. Everybody sing, y'all.
This song and purchase this song. So, Skylar, where's the best place that we can go to find this song?
It's on iTunes, but I'm connecting it directly to the cause, right? And so soon we'll be able to get it right at Mama March. But for now, the main focus is on the moms, and I can't stop thinking about that. Bringing all the moms together, women's focus groups, whatever we can get, churches, wherever. If you know a mom that's lost a loved one, introduce them to Angela, right? because we definitely need these chapters in every city. I want to help. I want to help make that happen, right? And Angela, I'm blown away. You know, she's
absolutely
a hero.
Absolutely.
She's a hero. You know, and so like mm-hmm. I said, just to bring these moms together is amazing. And I'm over the moon that they've adopted my song. I feel so blessed.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. And I have to say, you know, is there a way that we can, you know, for those who want to be a part of this in any way, is there a place we could donate or help out in any way that we can? You know, are you, you know, is there a specific way that we could help out? What would that be?
Yes, they can donate through my PayPal. They go to my website, Mothers Against Murders Association website. I have a secure mm-hmm. PayPal account, and they can donate there.
Perfect. Perfect. So we'll definitely give out all that information after the show as well. And so I have to say again, I'm very, very pleased that I got to spread the word about this, because I think this is so, so important to get the words out to other moms out there. And I know there's so many people who want to support this. We've been getting emails and messages, you know, all the way up to this show, you know, to ask to get involved, which I think is awesome. And I want to know, what are some goals or, you know, things that you would like to see, you know, come from MAMA, or how would you like to progress it? What would you like to see happen?
We have, you know, it's strange though, Josie. We have everything mm-hmm. in place because we are a 501c3 nonprofit. So anybody that donates a certain amount, they get a tax write-off. But our biggest struggle is finance. So we hope eventually we can get our own building. But like today, this has been one of the hardest weeks for me, because on Monday I lost my sister. I got a niece in the hospital diagnosed with cancer. And mm-hmm. we don't know the status going to be with that until tomorrow. And then just today, something devastating happened to me this morning. My landlord put a lock on my door at the office. And we had to go there and literally, you know, talk them out till we could open these doors to Mothers Against Murders. Because a couple of days ago, I had a mother that called me 7 o'clock in the morning in tears because mm-hmm. Her mm-hmm. son was murdered last week. So that's why it's so important for me to keep these doors open and get these chapters everywhere. Because these mothers are really devastated, and some of them are suicidal when they lose a child to violence in a violent way. It's a difference if somebody is, we know our loved ones are sick and we don't want them to suffer. That's a big difference than somebody just taking their life. See? Mm-hmm. So one thing I want to do, like Skyler was saying earlier, it's so important that we keep these doors open and plus get these chapters out everywhere. And once we get these chapters in these cities, they're going to help us grow. And that's, you know, and we're going to unify ourselves with these other mothers. And everybody come up, you know, this will be the main headquarters here in Florida. But we're going to get it done. I can see it. We're going to get it done where we can connect to those mothers. That's our mission, is to get connected to these mothers all over the country so we can stop some of this violence and bring peace in the neighborhood.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if there's any way we could help, please let us know. We're definitely going to keep in contact with you after the show. And, you know, anything that you'd like, we would love to do it, whether it's promote or, you know, anything you would like. We'd love to be a part.
You sweetheart. Oh, yes. My God.
Yes.
Josie, I'm so proud of you to keep it going. Mm-hmm. You love being a radio personality, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, because I get to do things like this. I mean, getting the word out about such important associations like this, I mean, I'm always on top of it. You know that.
And thank you for that, because, like I said, mm-hmm. You have the power of the microphone, and he mm-hmm. who has the microphone speaks the loudest, right? And so so we bless you so much for that, because, like I said, it's really hard to, when you got only got two or three people trying to get the message out to the world, of how beneficial bringing all these moms together. I'd love to see it. I mean, who knows if they ever all talk with each other? Never, right? Just to get them all in the room together in a place where they can speak about, you know, what spirit is going on with them right now. So I mean, we do need these chapters everywhere. And like I said, if you know moms, please put them in touch with Mothers Against Murders and Angela Williams, please, or Josie. And so we can, we would have to do this in October. So we need to find moms now, right?
Yes.
And you know, enough is enough. When is enough enough?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we definitely want to do. And, I mean, if you know, I always listen to the news, I watch the news, and you know, there's so much violence, and unfortunately innocent children are getting in the way of it, and, you know, there's so many news headlines out there in, like, you know, the past year. And it's just insane. I mean, when will it stop? It's so crazy, and it's just so saddening and heartbreaking, especially when, you know, the mothers are talking, you know, on the news about it, and it's just horrible. So I'm glad to see that MAMA exists, and it's in, you know, it's right here. I think it's just fantastic. I can't say, you know, any more about it. Just fantastic.
As a country, we should be ashamed of ourselves, because 30,000 people die annually due to guns in this country.
Wow.
And so when other countries look at us and say, "Is something wrong with you guys?" they're right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
30,000. And you know, I mean, that's a lot of people. Now the majority of them, a lot of them are suicidal, right? And take themselves out. But still, 30,000 people, if that's not alarming, if we're going to keep saying, "Well, that's the way it is," well, that's the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
True. That, you know, you have to take a stand for it to, you know, have a better outcome. And, you know, that's why I really want to promote this. And I want to thank you both so much. We ran out of time. But once again, can you please let us know all the information on how to get in contact with you? Angela, we really would love that. Just all the information again.
Okay. It's called Mothers Against Murderers Association. Mm-hmm. My address is 2100 45th Street, Unit B, as in boy, 5, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. Phone number is 561-842-8230, 561-324-3701. And you can donate on my website as well. It's www.mothers, M-O-T-H-E-R-S, against, A-G-A-I-N-S-T, Murderers, MURDERERSASSN.org. And we have a PayPal account there, and it's secure, and you can donate. As soon as you donate, I'll know it because they tell me on my cell phone.
Perfect. And I'm definitely going to support in any way. And thank you both so much for coming on the show and talking to me about this and spreading the news about this. And thank you just both so much for taking the time. And we'll announce
Thank
it weekly
you.
As well.
Oh, enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Rest of the show, guys. I love you, Josie. Thank you. Thank you for thinking about us and inviting us.
Oh, absolutely. And Angela, thank you so much. I'm so honored that I had you on and to talk about this. And Skylar, thank you.
Big old hugs
You're
over
welcome.
There to the whole family, okay?
Sounds great. Lots of love to both of you. And thank you so much. And we'll talk with you guys again soon. Angela, we are keeping in touch for sure.
Okay.
All the best.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Skylar
Jett
and Miss Angela Williams. Both of them fantastic. Thank you. Yes. Please make sure you check out all of their information, MAMA, Mothers Against Murders Association. And we'll be posting all the links, advertising it like mad, so you will not miss it at all. And, you know, do whatever you can. And if you know a mother that lost their child, please make sure that you, you know, get in contact with Angela Williams with the contact information that we give you. Or if you're a mother that wants to support, then, you know, and if you forget, then just have them contact us, and we'll push you towards MAMA for sure, okay? So no problem. We'll definitely find everything for you. And now my next guest is here. So, everyone, please welcome Diane McCall to the show. Yes! Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm excellent and cold.
I bet. We're having the same thing going on by us.
Is it ever going to be spring?
I know. I already want summer, okay?
Me too.
Yes. But I'm so excited to be talking with you. I cannot wait. We have some of your music, and we're getting to, you know, chat about, you know, what's going on and all that fun stuff. I'm very excited.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much for having me. And I'd like to give a big shout-out to our friend Don Caldwell, who actually put me in touch with you. And I'm so tickled that he did. Hi, Don. I love you. Thanks.
We love you. Big kudos. Big kudos. He's from Keeping It Country Facebook group, and he's fantastic. And he sends us wonderful artists like yourself onto the show. So big kudos, and thank you so much, Don. And I am so excited, and I really, want to kind of start back a little bit. You know, I know that you are part of a very musical family. Can you tell us how music started for you? I can imagine it started with all that music in your household growing up. But can you tell us a little bit about it?
It did. That's all I can remember. Instead of a team of ball players or race car drivers in our family, we had musicians from daylight to dark, practicing, rehearsing. And Mother herself was a poet and a songwriter.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, on my last CD, the one on Heart of Texas, the last song on there is a song that Mother wrote, and I had the pleasure of getting a lot of the family members around to help me sing it. And Mom's gone home to be with the Lord now, but she was dynamite. She'd say, "Yes, you can play music." I remember Buddy Emmons and Shorty Lavender and the guys that my brother Daryl McCall would bring through when they were on tour, and I was in high school, and Mom would say, "Absolutely, you kids just set up and play music all the time if you want to," and that's all we ever grew up with.
Now that's awesome. Now that's a great way to, you know, be brought up around music.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes.
We have an older brother, David, that started the whole ball rolling. He's a guitar player. Plays sort of in the style of Earl Travis and Chet Atkins. He lives up above Cincinnati, Ohio. And then Daryl and his family live in South Texas, or the heart of Texas, down by Brady and Fredonia. They've got a little ranch down there and house in town. And then my brother Dennis is he's been one of the Carol Lee singers on the Grand Ole Opry for 34 years. He used to work with Barbara Mandrell. And my sister married the famous steel guitar player Dickie Overby, and they make their home out of San Antonio now. And Dee Gee, my sister, used to sing harmony with Connie Smith on the Opry. She's a songwriter and singer. And her daughter is the very famous and getting hotter every day, Amber Digby. So,
wow.
Yeah. And my son's a drummer with a rock and roll group here in Nashville. And oh, yeah.
Wow. That is so cool. I think it's so interesting that, you know, your family's, you know, either it's, you know, a songwriter or a singer or, you know, a guitarist or plays an instrument.
Yeah.
You know, there's still music coursing through your veins. I mean, just all over. That's really cool.
And the ones that don't play music are artists. I have a nephew that's a famous tattoo artist in Denver, and my granddaughter is an artist. She does graphic design work. Kelly is her name. And Daryl's son is an artist. He works as a set designer for the miniseries Nashville that's filmed out of here. So, yeah,
oh, wow.
if they don't pick and sing, they're drawing.
That's so cool. Wow. Very, very talented bunch. For sure.
We're blessed. That's the truth. We are blessed. Yeah.
That is so cool. And, you know, you definitely took the, you're just a fantastic singer, great artist all around. And you have a true, pure country sound. And, that's what I call it. But how would you describe your sound?
I think I'm more, pardon me, it felt like to me that I never was a really good, strong country singer like Loretta or one of those girls. I always felt like I was sort of like a Dottie West person, you know, sort of like easy listening, you know. But I'm glad you think I'm country. Yay.
Yeah, you sound great. You sound
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. It's probably the good songs that I pick.
Yes, they're fantastic. We have a couple of them tonight, and they are just fantastic. People are going to love them.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Are you a big country music fan?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Are you? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Have
absolutely.
You ever been down
to sing some country, so.
Really? Well, good. I want to hear some
Love
of your
country.
Things then. Good.
Well, thank you. We'll send it to you. But I think you are super, super talented. And, you know, what I want to know is who did you, you know, grow up listening to and, you know, really are a fan of today? I mean, who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
My biggest musical influence was probably my mother and my brother Daryl McCall.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was Patsy Cline, Wanda Jackson, Elvis. I love the many genres of music. I even like this jazz singer named Cleo Lane. She's been one of my favorites. And I like the old rock and roll, Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard. It's a wide range of my life. So
yeah.
I listen to, and I love Rhonda Vincent. I just heard her and was it Vince Gill that just, they did a duet the other night, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's one of the best I've ever heard.
Wow. That is
yeah,
so cool.
Yes.
I love that. You know, I'm the same way. I mean, you know, if it has a great beat and great lyrics, I absolutely love it. I mean, I love that you have a variety of different music. You don't just, you know, pick one and you're, you know, you don't label yourself country fan. I mean, you like everything, which is important.
I do. Yeah. I love all kinds of music. I like, I'm especially interested in great writers. I listen to what they're trying to convey. I love to write myself. I've written, I think there's three or four things on this album that I've written. But I'm nowhere near like some of my heroes, like Cindy Walker. She wrote Going Away Party. She wrote, I think, 44 or something like that of Bob Wills songs. And, of course, I sent you the Mickey Newberry. Mickey was sort of like one of my heroes because he loved all kinds of music and sung. He was just fabulous, you know, great musician, great singer, and wonderful songwriter.
Wow, that is fantastic. I mean, you have a really, really great selection of people that you like. And, you know, not just singers. You love the songwriters, which personally I don't think songwriters get enough credit. You know what I mean? I mean, they're the
they
ones
don't.
That,
You're right.
That make the songs, yeah.
You're so right. They're just now. I just recently, a couple of months ago, went to the big NSAI Songwriters Banquet. It's the Nashville Songwriters Association International. It was honoring some of the greatest songwriters out of Nashville here. And Randy Owen and of Alabama and his wife just knocked me out. He was given an honorary award, as was Taylor Swift. I mean, they're just they write from their little hearts, and I love that. I just love to hear what they have to say.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Wow, that is very, very cool that you got to go to something like that. I would love that. That sounds awesome. That sounds
it was wonderful. My escort was Jerry Foster of the famous Foster and Rice writing duo. I think they still hold for the most awards ever given to a songwriting duo team. They were wonderful. It was Bill Rice and Jerry Foster. Jerry's been a dear friend of mine for years and years, so I went with him to the thing, and it was great. I mean, it was just great. We had a wonderful time. They honored the songwriters, and if you ever come to Nashville, there's a place downtown in front of the new Music City Center. It's down, I think, on 4th or 5th, and they've got all the famous songwriters in stones. They're all, you know, their names and their famous songs in stones in the pavement. Great. Yeah. Yeah.
That is really neat. Next time we're in Tennessee, we definitely have to go and check that out. I did not even know about that. That's really cool. Wow.
You have to call me, and I'll show you around my wonderful town.
Please do. Yes. We would love that. That's amazing.
Great.
Super amazing.
Great.
And, I mean, I bet you've, you know, worked with some great, great people yourself. I mean, can you list some that you've worked with or, you know, people that inspired you on your journey?
Well, the very first person when I hit town here, I worked up and down with Robbie Robertson. We played most of the military installations around. And then I was on the road with Rita Faye Wilson, and Charlie Louvin heard me, and he was hiring, he was going to hire a girl singer because everybody, he said, was hiring female artists for their road show, and he asked me if I'd ever heard of any of his music, and I said, oh my God, I cut my teeth on it when I was growing up. So he asked me to sing, and I did his harmony, and he hired me on the spot, and I opened in Las Vegas with him. And then years later, I got a chance to tour very briefly, but worked in the studios with him, too, was with Ronnie Millsap. I worked for Ronnie for many years and still love him and Joyce to pieces. They're like family with me. But it's Charlie Louvin and Ronnie Millsap. And when you say that, you just pretty much said it all as far as country music goes.
Yeah. Sure did. I agree. That is so cool. Wow.
Yeah.
So many great experiences, for sure. And now you have, you know, a great, great CD out that I thoroughly enjoy called My Imagination. And can you tell us
a little bit
about this CD?
Pardon me. It's the very first one I've ever got to do. I've recorded singles, 45s, and I've recorded with Charlie on a couple of albums. But I just actually didn't really think about it, but I had gone to Texas to visit Daryl and Mona and the family down there, and Daryl records for Heart of Texas Records. And Tracy Pitcox heard me sing harmony with my niece, Amber Digby, and Justin Trevino, and he said, why don't you record a CD? And I said, really? I haven't done that in years. And he said, well, so what? I've got a studio, and Justin is a wonderful producer. And I said, well, why not? I said, I don't know. I won't be touring a lot, you know. And he laughed, and he said, well, you'll go on some of the cruises with us. And I said, sure, that sounds like fun. So that's what I did. I went into the studios there in Brady, Texas. And he told me, he said, you can record anything you want. Take as long as you want. And so I've had the privilege of going in and recording this one, and then I went back in and recorded a Christmas song for the compilation CDs and a gospel song. So it's been a hoot. For the last couple of years, it's just been wonderful. And we're getting ready to do every March. Tracy hosts two anniversary shows, and this last one was filmed for the RFD channel. And we took 2 weeks. I mean, it's just so many wonderful artists on the Heart of Texas record label now. And plus, they're hosting the Daryl McCall Golf Tournament. So it's just tons of wonderful things going on, photo shoots and fans getting together and the dances of the evening and then the filming. I wish you'd come down for it. It's in Brady, Texas, the last 2 weekends in March.
Wow, we would love that. That sounds wonderful. Definitely, I'm able to, I would love to come and check everything out. That would be incredible. Definitely on my bucket list.
Yes, you got to do it. Yes.
Yes, and, you know, as you mentioned, Heart of Texas Records, we've had other guests, you know, that are with them, and we just absolutely, absolutely love it. How do you like working with Heart of Texas Records? It's amazing.
I love it. They've got some of the best musicians. And the best little writers down there. And Justin Trevino and Jimmy Losberg out of Austin. Justin is the producer out of Brady, and Jim produces out of Austin. And they are just ace. They just have it made. And they're great musicians in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
And love working with all of them. Norma Jean, Daryl, Dotsy, Georgette Jones, Amber. I mean, just, and Tony Booth. Curtis Potter is one of my very favorites. And we just have a ball.
I bet. Such fantastic names and such great artists, you know, for Heart of Texas Records. And it's so, so cool, you know, that you're a part of it. And it's just so fantastic. And we love your music. And as I mentioned, we have some songs of yours tonight. And I really want to start with your song, Baby's Not Home. And we'll be right back.
I
love this song, so I'd love to play it.
I do, too. That was written by Mickey Newberry.
Oh, wow. I'm very excited for everyone to hear it. It's such a great song. Baby's Not Home. And we'll be right back, okay?
Thanks.
Let's do it. Here we go. Baby's Not Home.
Was I too weak in being too strong? Was I to ride when he was wrong? Was he afraid when he was alone? 'Cause it's almost does he think I'm to blame? Well, that could be. Did I keep him chained till he just had to be free? I don't care who right. I just know something's wrong. 'Cause it's almost morning and baby's not home.
Written and so beautifully sung, Diane McCall. And we're back on the Josie Show here. And where can listeners go to purchase this song along with all of your other music on your CD? Where's the best places?
Oh, thank you so much for all the sweet words and everything. You can order that through the Ernest Tubb Record Shop here in Nashville, Tennessee. Perfect. And they've got two locations, one out on Music Valley Drive and the other one is downtown on Broadway. Look it up on the net. You can get the addresses there, and they're great about shipping things out. Or you can go to Heart of Texas Records on the internet, and they'll ship it straight out of their offices down there. Either one. I was listening to that. I hadn't heard that in a while, that tune, and I could just see those Texas people. They love a waltz. I miss watching them dance. I've been in Nashville for a few months now, back home in Nashville, and I miss seeing those cowboy hats and boots all scuffling around there with a big waltz. They love steel guitars and waltzes.
That is so cool. Brings back the memories.
Oh, awesome. It does. It makes me miss them. I can't wait to get back down there in March. That's going to be
fun. Wow. That is awesome. And it's such a great song, and it's just so, so cool. And, I know a lot of your, new fans out there are going to want to, connect with you and chat with you and become a fan. So where's the best place we can go, websites and social networking sites?
Just go to Diane McCall, and I'm on Facebook. I don't have a music page set up. I really didn't think I would get that kind of response from this album, but I guess I need to get my butt in gear and get a web page up. But you can contact me on Facebook. Just put in Diane McCall and request friends, and I got a bunch of them, so... One more and 10 more would just be delightful.
Yes, do it, do it. After the show, everyone, become a fan, friend, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Just make sure you do that after the show, Diane McCall.
Yeah,
and,
yes.
I want to, because I've become a fan for sure, and, I was wondering, along with your new fans out there, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, anything in the works?
I've got a couple of songs I have just written, and I'm pitching them here in town, yes. One of them isn't real country. It's sort of like a little rockabilly thing. It's called Lipstick and High Heels.
Okay, I love that.
Thanks. And I debuted it the other night downtown, and... I got a real good response from the women. They really liked it. So I thought, all right.
Bet. Wow.
And like I said, I'm going back down there. And sometime this spring, I'm scheduled to do another Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree here in Nashville. So I'm looking forward to that. I do that a couple of times a year for David McCormick, who is the head of all the Ernest Tubb record shops. He's kept those record shops pumping out the true country music to all our fans. So kudos to him. Love him dearly.
Yeah. Wow. That is so cool. So you've been really, keeping busy, and, I'm very excited about the new stuff that that's going to be coming out. That's very, very cool for your fans out there. And for me, I'm excited to check it out.
I'll make sure you get it. I surely will, Josie. Thanks. I will.
Oh, anything to support, I would love it. Thank you so, so much for, putting that out for the fans, for sure. I mean, we love your music. It's just fantastic. We love it, love it.
Aw, I love you guys. Music, I do believe it. It's the voice of the heavens. Music it doesn't have to have any special language. It just connects people. I love being a part of music, It's just, it's a way to, from the lullabies when we were little kids to the hard rock and roll when we were dancing and stuff, and to country music and the wind, it just seems like it just connects everybody in the heart and soul, and it just gives everybody a little peace of mind just for 3 to 4 minutes each time something's played. Mm-hmm. I love it.
It does. I know, and that's such, that's the coolest thing about music is you can go to a different... you can go to, Rome or Italy, and, music is just so universal. I mean, people just, get it.
That's
people just
exactly
get
right.
What you're trying to
you're
say.
You're exactly
music.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. Love it. Yeah,
yeah.
I had the pleasure of going to France with Amber and Randy, Amber Digby, my niece. And she was the hot ticket, and it was in front of 30,000 people in Crepon, France. It was outside of, south of Paris. We just had a ball. She and her band and me went over there, and no matter what she sung, I sung the title track to my album called My Imagination, and she loved it so much that she's recorded it. And any time that we're doing a show together, we sing that together. And the people loved it. I mean, you know, they just loved it. It's a great song written by Jimmy Johnson, great songwriter.
Wow, that is fantastic. I think that is just so cool that you're, you know, able to work with your niece and, you know, share your, you know, love of, you know, bond of music. I think that is just the coolest thing, you know.
She's carrying the torch, and boy, is she carrying it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so, so cool that you guys are able to, you know, sing together and do all that fun stuff. Gotta love it.
Well, you got to come join us. Now, you've got to come to Brady, Texas in March. It's the weekend of the 21st and 22nd, and then the weekend after that, I think 28th and 29th. But all during that week in between, there's all kinds of dances and activities going on.
Wow.
And, you'd love it. Get your boots on and your cowboy hat. Come on down.
I was just going to say, I'll get my boots and we'll be right down.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I would love that. And, you know, definitely we are definitely going to try to come down in March, right? March.
Yes.
Perfect.
If you go to Heart of Texas Records, it gives the different activities going on in that week or any time, you know. But some of the greatest country music artists and musicians down in that neck of the woods that you've ever heard. It's just wonderful. You'll be thrilled.
Oh, I know I will. I mean, that sounds great. Yeah, definitely. We're definitely going to try. I'm in.
Good. I can't wait to meet you in person, honey.
Me too. That would be so awesome. I'll bring my camera because I'm definitely going to take some pictures. Hopefully
yes,
I get kicked off, but yes, I will bring my camera.
Okay.
You'll know exactly
we'll
who I am.
We'll have girlfriend night. We'll eat a bunch
this
of
awesome.
jalapenos and good old barbecue.
That sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
That sounds like heaven. I love it. That is definitely a plan for sure. And I know people are very excited for the next song we're about to play called Little Things, and I would love to play that right now, okay? Let's do it.
That's also written by a great artist. Willie Nelson wrote that years ago, and I have loved this song forever. So I hope you enjoy it too, baby.
I know we will. Let's play it right now. Let's do it. Little Things. Check it out, everybody.
I'm here in town for just a little while, and I thought perhaps you'd like to hear the news. Jeannie's grade with a high in the school.
And that was Little Things and another beautiful, beautiful song. And we're back with Diane McCall. So beautiful. So
thank
beautiful.
You.
Thank you so much for sending these. Yes. Oh, it's
thank
my pleasure.
Thank you. That tearjerker was written by the wonderfully able-bodied Willie Nelson. He's just, oh, my gosh, I have loved that song for years. And I know several people have recorded it, but I just had to do it on this. It's just one of my favorites.
It's so, so beautiful, and it just sounds just amazing. And I want to thank you again so, so much for sending both of these songs in to us so we were able to play them tonight. Thank you so much. Loved it.
Well, you're quite welcome. I didn't know that you didn't have a CD of mine. I'll be happy to send one to you.
We would love to, you know, support you for sure. I mean, we could buy it or whatever you'd like. I mean, we would love to support it because we love it.
No, that's part of our deal. We want to service as many radio stations as we can and get people to listen to the Heart of Texas Records. It's a real passion for Tracy Pitcox to produce and put out wonderful country music, you know, the real authentic fiddle and steel stuff. And he does it so well with so many wonderful artists.
Wow, that is so fantastic. Well, thank you so, so much. And I'm definitely going to be putting that in the car when we're driving. I'll be playing that CD all the time.
Well, thank you, honey.
Sure.
I appreciate you. I'm so glad you liked it. I hope your listeners like it.
Yes. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so, so much. And we also, if you would like, we would love to play some of your music. We have a licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio, and we would love to play any song that you would like on it, and, you know, we would love to, put on rotation or whatever you'd like. That would be amazing. Could play
it. Bless your heart. Well, I'll have Sharon down at the Heart of Texas Records offices. I have her send you a couple of things from our studio down there, and as soon as we get off here, I'll make sure I have your address where I can get it right in your hands.
Thank you so, so much. I really, really appreciate it. You're just so awesome. Thank you so much. Love it.
You're pretty awesome yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you. But I'm so, so, you know, thank you. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show. We ran out of time, but I would love to have you back on anytime, okay? Anytime.
I'd love it. I would love it. Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure indeed.
Oh, anytime, and, you know, keep doing your thing, and we're definitely going to stay in contact, all that fun stuff, and I hopefully am going to see you in March. That would be incredible.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I hope so. All right, babe.
Let's do it. Thank you so, so much, and we'll see you soon. All right?
Okay, you take care and stay warm.
Oh, I'll try. You too.
Okay. All right, babe. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Diane McCall, everyone. Yes, she is so sweet. Thank you so, so much. I had such a great show here with Skylar Jett and Angela Williams from MAMA, Mothers Against Murders Association. Please, we're going to, you know, please check them out. We're going to be posting all of the contact information for that so you can be a part of it. And just please make sure that you check it out. And also, we had our guest, Diane McCall. And so please make sure you check out all of these wonderful, wonderful people. And after the show, we'll post all about them so you can get in contact with each and every one of our guests for tonight and all of their websites and fun stuff like that. And now I want to pass along the hot potato mic to my producer, who's going to tell us a little bit about the VIP members and what's been going on in their world. Hello.
All right. Hot potato mic. We love the hot potato mic.
Love it. Love it.
All right. Well, before I get into our very special Josie Show VIP members, I wanted to get everybody some information that's starting to come out on an upcoming concert. So at the Taylorville Eagle in Taylorville, Illinois, on Saturday, March 8th, There's going to be another fantastic show. Playing, listen to this lineup, is going to be Wesley Dennis, Mike Seiler, Kevin Denny, Brad Howard, Ruby Bain, and my understanding is just confirmed, Kevin Moon. So it's going to be a great, great show again, Saturday, March 8th at the Eagle in Taylorville, Illinois. All right, so I wanted to make sure that I got that information out there. And now let me talk a little bit about our VIP members. I'm going to start out tonight with Brad Howard because he has got an upcoming show. The show is tomorrow, Saturday, on the 25th here of January. It is from 8 p.m. Till midnight, I believe. Brad Howard is going to be singing in Nashville. He's going to be at the VFW Post 5064 in McMinnville, Tennessee. I'm sure, I hope I said that right, McMinnville, Tennessee. So make sure you Google that up, find out where it's at. Great traditional country music coming from Brad Howard. So that will be a fantastic show. You don't want to miss that for sure. And now let me go ahead and tell you how you can find Brad Howard's information along with all the rest of our VIP members so that you can keep up on the latest and greatest. So, Brad Howard, you can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. He's also on Reverb Nation at reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. So check out those pages. That way you're always staying on top of all of his performances. He will be coming to Illinois, like I said, in Taylorville for that performance, but he normally performs all over Nashville, so you can definitely catch him if you live in town. Next, Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. Make sure you check him out. He does a lot of great Hank Sr. stuff. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Next, Wayne Jacobs. You can find him at waynejacobs.co. Go ahead and check him out. Constantly putting out new music. Won lots of songwriters awards. He really does a fantastic job, and he just has an amazing, amazing voice. I want to also talk about Frazier Newcomb. Last week we featured one of his songs here on the show. You can find Frazier Newcomb at frazernewcomb.com. And that's FRAZERNEWCOMBE.com. So that's where to find him. Next, Larry Massey. You can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey, and he spells that M-A-S-S-E-Y. Great, great vocals, always putting out some good stuff for us. Next, you can find Tim Garman. Tim Garman at timgarmanmusic.com. He has a YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/TIMGAR123. So make sure you check him out. Next, Vince Anthony, who we are actually going to go ahead and feature tonight with a song, as we did Frazier last week. Vince Anthony, you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Make sure you go to his website, check out his tour page, because he is constantly performing. If you miss that, find him on Facebook. He's constantly putting up performances there as well. Lots of great things on his website. You can get a CD. You can hear some samples of his music. Lots of videos of his performances. He's opened up for major fantastic artists. He performs a lot, and he goes to many different states, so it's very easy to catch Vince for sure. So make sure you do that. Well, those are our VIP members, and really quick before we move on to anything else tonight, because tonight we have some more featured artists as well, but I do want to go ahead and I want to get on Vince Anthony's song. Here's his beautiful song, My Everything. Here we go. Enjoy.
You're the blue in my sky, you light up my life. You're the sunshine on my face, like a warm summer breeze blowing over me. I get lost in your embrace. I love you more and more each day. My one and only dream. My heart skips. all closing in. Put my troubled mind at ease. When I'm out on a ledge, about to jump off a bridge, it's your love that rescues me. You're all I'll ever need.
Anthony's beautiful song, My Everything, which of course does fantastic on Country Blast Radio. He is one of the most requested artists on the station, so I wanted to go ahead and play that. He's also one of our VIP members, not to mention that he's also the winner of the 2013 Dream Quest Challenge. So congratulations again to Vince, and thank you for letting us play your music. Now, our next most requested artist on Country Blast Radio is Mr. Lace Whitworth.
Woo! Well, awesome. Okay, this is very exciting. We get to play some wonderful songs from Vince Anthony.
Uh-huh.
We got to play, and now we're going to – dang, this is like a good day.
This is a good show day.
Both of them are amazing. Let's play.
Those two artists are actually the most requested artists on Country Blast Radio every single day.
Amazing.
And Lace Whitworth's song, Tomboy, gets at least one daily request, if not more.
Nice.
Every single day. Woo. A day is never missed, and it's a fantastic song, and he's got one heck of a voice.
Lace Whitworth, Lace Whitworth, okay, sorry.
Know,
play a song.
Awesome. All right, so here's Lace Whitworth with his song, Tomboy. Enjoy.
Tomboy.
Cut off jeans, cowboy boots, ain't she looking sweet? Bucket of worms, fishing pole, headed down. Pickup truck all jacked up, rolling on through the mud. Shotgun and a rifle just in case she sees a buck. That cold iced tea will taste just fine neath the old oak tree. She's a tomboy. In the country by the tracks with her daddy and five brothers on a 1,000-acre ranch. She had to learn to do it all. There's nothing she can't do. Country is a barbed wire fence with a rebel attitude, and she's a tomboy. Pretty little tomboy. Filthy mess from head to toe, loves playing me. Dirt, riding, roping, branding calves, that girl knows how to work. Rodeo, breaking colts, there's no other life she'd rather have. She drives a semi-truck loaded with booze, headed for the sale. And later on, she meet her man down at the honky-tonk. She's a tomboy. Tractor in the country by the tracks with
Whitworth.
Yeah.
Fantastic song. And now we've got another one by Lace Whitworth tonight, since he's one of our featured artists this evening.
Mm-hmm.
The song keeps getting more requests, more and more and more all the time. Here's his song, Genuine Leather. Enjoy.
My mama had the seats in that old DeVille. I always drove too fast. The fighter pilot jacket that my granddad wore through the hail of storms and weather. To this day I still love the feel of genuine leather. I don't drink the water. Just don't fit me. I'm scuffed and torn, scarred and worn, but I'm as strong as ever. If you're gonna put a brand on me, let it read genuine leather. Lately I've been thinking I sure would like to find a woman who will stand beside me who ain't afraid to speak her mind. I'm talking about love, tender and tough, and made to last forever. It grows better with time like homemade wine and genuine leather. I don't drink a watered down whiskey, cheap imitation, just don't fit me. I'm scuffed and torn, scarred and worn, but I'm as strong as ever. If you're gonna put a brand on me, let it read genuine leather. Genuine leather.
Listening to the Josie Show right now. And we've got a very important message. Take a listen.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost,
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Thank you very much for taking a listen to that message. And now we have actually got a another song from Mr. Skylar Jett that we weren't able to get to earlier, but I wanted to play it now. Skylar Jett wrote and performed a beautiful song for cancer survivors. It's called I Survived, and I wanted to go ahead and play that now for you. So here you go, Skylar Jett song, I Survived. Take a listen.
Regain my pride. I survived with all my might. Found the will and began to fight. There's so many challenges in life, but that's alright. I'm ready to fight. Traveling in my sight, search for that tunnel and follow the light. Let nothing come before me. I'm here to tell my story. That's why I'm standing here tonight. I made a promise to myself to take care of my health, and I feel alright. Stayed alive. I found my strength and regained my pride. I survived with all my might. Found the will and saw the light. It takes time to activate the drive in you with perseverance. You'll make it through. I feel blessed to be here standing by your side. Sisters worldwide, let's all unite. Whoa. Self-determination, you'll reach your destination. Empowered by the love of life. On your side, and you'll survive. Don't be denied. Trust your faith, and you'll be just fine. Push fear aside, and you'll be just fine. Prepare to live, don't compromise.
Survived, a song that Skylar Jett has done. wrote. And so, yeah, love it. And now before we go here, because we are running out of time, I have some announcements that I want to make sure that I get out there. The Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for January will be aired on January 30th at 7 p.m. Central Time. And next Friday on The Josie Show, my guests will be J.J. Calicut, Jerry Thomas, and Tall Timber. So this will be a very interesting show, so please make sure you do not miss it next week, Friday. And our special edition this month will be on Monday, January 27th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Nathan Osmond. So that's going to be really a fun show, so please make sure you tune into that. And also a special thank you to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. And to get all airing details, just click on our networks tab at our site at josieshow.com to see what syndicated radios are putting us on the air. So thank you all so much for tuning into the show tonight. It was such a great show. And once again, thank you so much to I just used tons of different words and just mashed it all together. But thank you so much to our wonderful guest for tonight, Skylar Jett, Angela Williams from the organization MAMA, and Diane McCall. So thank you all so much. And thank you all so much for tuning into the show, and we'll talk with you guys next Friday. Good night, everybody. Mwah. Oh, and Monday. Bye.